Hey, it's time to play the bluff game. Hi, you are on Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me.
Hi, this is Mike from Saskatoon, Saskatchewan in Canada.
Saskatoon?
Yeah.
So what do you do there in Saskatoon?
I am a records clerk for the federal government.
For the federal government of Canada?
That is correct.
Yes.
So I don't have to worry about the government shutting down because they run out of money or anything.
Oh, no, no. Okay. Stop lording it over us, you haughty Canadian. Welcome to our show, Mike. You're going to play the game
in which you
must try to tell truth from fiction. Bill, what's Mike's topic?
I'm in the mood, Peter.
Everybody has their trusted aphrodisiacs, maybe oysters, maybe champagne, maybe for Devin Nunes, nude photos of Donald Trump. This week, we heard about something new, getting people in the mood. Our panelists are going to tell you about it. Pick the one who's telling the truth, and you'll win the weight waiter of your choice on your voicemail. Are you ready to play?
Yes, absolutely.
All right, first let's hear from Roxanne Roberts.
The way to a man's heart, well, not his heart, but this is public radio, isn't sexy underwear or talking dirty. The real aphrodisiac, especially for young singles, is chicken parmigiana. Carly Spivak tells the New York Post that she first noticed the trend on dating app Hinge, where a number of men mentioned the classic Italian meal as the perfect date dish. Parm superfan Johnny Adler, 25, explains that this is chicken parm season, which starts in October, peaks during the holidays, and lasts until May, when singles want comfort food. Quote, "We see a lot of first dates," says Jeff Zelensnik, owner of Parm Italian Restaurant, although other singles believe the dish isn't appropriate until the third or fourth date. Which brings us to the real question. Do you like your parm with chicken breasts or chicken thighs?
Chicken parmesan is the thing that's getting everybody hot and heavy. That's from Roxanne. From Joel Kim Booster, here is your next story of a sure thing.
While a pimple has not been traditionally associated with love and romance, a new study suggests that for some people, popping a zit or even a carbuncle is the new chocolate and oysters. I know it's gross, Katie Laredo says of her newfound aphrodisiac, but whenever I see a big juicy zit on my husband's nose and I bust it open, it's like, I did that, and power is sexy. While this method of arousal works wonders for Katie, her husband sees things a little bit differently. It made me dread sex, he confided flatly. I used to say I'd do anything to get her in the mood, but now when I see her get that look in her eyes, I tell her I'm tired, cover up my entire body with the blanket, and hope she thinks I'm asleep.
Popping pimples is what turns some people on. Your last story of a new way to get in the mood comes from Paula Poundstone.
Studies find that attending an auction creates sexual desire. According to surveys of auction goers, after a nerve-wracking $18.5 million bid on a Qing Dynasty face was surpassed by a breathtaking $19 million bid, over 60% of the attendees engaged in sexual congress. Within 60 minutes of the auction's close, within a 12-mile radius of the auction house. After a David Cassidy guitar used in the taping of the Partridge Family episode when Danny tried to go solo, held at a price of $2,250 at a Sotheby's auction and skipped up to $2,500 a split second before the gavel landed at going three times, a whopping 70% of auction attendees climaxed, often yelling, "Sold!" within 30 minutes of the auction's close, within a 7-mile radius of the auction house. Among silent auction attendees at the John Muir Middle School in Venice, California, where a strong $50 bid for lunch with the principal was eclipsed by a $50.50 bid just before the auction's close, 21% engaged in intense hugging with their partners within 48 hours of the auction's close, within a 3-mile radius of the school cafeteria. When one considers that these were parents of middle school students, it's out and out hot.
So, one of these three things we are reliably told is the new thing to get people in the mood for romance. Is it, from Roxanne Roberts, chicken parmesan, of all things, from Joel, popping pimples, or from Paula Poundstone, bidding at auctions? Which of these is the thing that is the new aphrodisiac?
Paul's story was very convincing, but I think I'm going to have to go with the Parmesan.
Chicken Parmesan?
Yeah.
That's probably makes sense in Canada anyway. All right, you've chosen Roxanne's story of chicken Parmesan. Well, we spoke to somebody who actually has reported on this remarkable new trend in dating.
There's a chicken dish for every part of our romantic lives, and New York City cannot get enough of chicken Parmesan.
That was Susie Weiss. She's the features reporter at the New York Post talking about her story about chicken parm amongst the singles. Congratulations, Mike. You got it right. You earned a point for Roxanne, which she always appreciates, but you've won our prize.
Thank you so much.
So when you're going out doing the various things you do in Saskatoon, one of us will answer your phone for you. Congratulations.
Thank you so much.
Chicken Parmesan, you've got it going on. Chicken Parmesan.